Police Headquarters. Just a second, please.
Detective Bureau, Captain Wright.
This is Spencer Merrill, the publisher, Captain.
Yes, Mr. Merrill?
I'd like to see you as soon as convenient. That is very urgent.
Very well. At your office?
No. No, meet me at the offices of the Beacon Magazine at Madison Avenue.
Yes, I know where it is. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Very well.
Yes, Captain?
Order a short call car to the rear door.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
I'm Captain Wright.
Yes, I know. I'm Mr. Merrill.
How do you do?
This is Mr. Peters.
Glad to know.
How do you do? Sit down, Captain.
Thanks.
Peters here called me at home this morning with a very strange story. Well, you tell him, Peters, just as you told me.
Yes, sir. Do you know Winston Trenchard?
The writer?
Yes. He's probably the best known of modern detective story writers.
Yes, I know.
Well, he's doing a series for us known as The Perfect Murder. You may have read it.
No, I haven't.
Well, nevertheless, we contracted for a series of 8 episodes from him. We go to press this week for the last of the series. Well, the last episode is due the day before yesterday. I telephoned the department to find out when it was to be delivered, and I received no answer. Yesterday, I sent a messenger to Trenchard's home, and there was no reply. This morning, I received this in the mail.
Oh. Well, you read it for me, will you?
Well, it's a letter from Trenchard, mailed last night from a post office station near his apartment.
Read it, please.
The perfect murder shall never be completed. When you read these words, I shall be dead. Signed, Trenchard.
Are you sure the signature is genuine?
Yes.
And have you called his apartment today?
Our secretary has been phoning all morning.
Then I expect the best course to follow will be to go to the apartment ourselves.
Exactly. Get your coat, Peters. Come, Captain Wright. We'll go in my car. It's waiting downstairs. Trenchard's apartment is just down this corridor here.
You're acquainted with him, Mr. Merrill?
Naturally.
Mr. Trenchard is unmarried?
Yes, he was married once years ago, I believe. Here, it's this door. Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone stirring about inside. Knock again. Try the door.
The door seems to be locked from the inside. I expect we'd better force it.
Yes, sir. I'll lend a hand. There's a light just inside the door, Captain.
I found it.
Doesn't seem to be anyone at home. This may be some sort of a... Well, what is it, Peters?
In that chair. Look. Trenchard.
Steady now. Don't bother one of you touching.
He's dead. This is awful.
See if we can get a little more light in here. Try raising that blind at that end of the room tomorrow.
This is a terrible thing to happen just now.
Murder's a bad business at any time.
This is a ghastly thing.
Looks as if he shot himself in the forehead. Here's the gun, and the attitude of the body is normal enough.
If I only had an idea what he was planning to do, I could have perhaps prevented this.
How long has he been dead?
I won't be able to say definitely until the coroner gets here. Offhand, I'd say 12 hours at least.
Then he probably killed himself sometime last night, after he'd mailed a letter.
What's this in the fireplace?
It looks like a burned manuscript.
Now, careful there. We'd better leave that to the men from the Identification Bureau.
All right. I just wanted to make sure it was a manuscript. It's the one we've been waiting for, too, Mr. Merrill.
The last episode of The Perfect Murder?
Yes, sir. Well, that places us in a fine predicament. Can you get a ghostwriter on it in time for press?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Well, then, do it yourself.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it the usual thing for a writer to make a carbon copy of his material?
Yes.
Then, before we get all excited about it, I'd suggest that we look around for the carbon copy. Not now. I want to telephone to headquarters for the fingerprint men. I'm not so sure that this is a suicide. Stubbins?
Yes, Captain. Everything's clean as a whistle. Found the ejected shell, and it looks like it's the one that did the dirty work.
Mm.
Ballistics will call you just as soon as they finish.
All right, Evans.
Well, what about the carbon copy of the story, Captain Wright?
Our men found nothing.
Just as I thought. Trenchard must have gone crazy, burning the manuscript and then shooting himself that way. Well, you'd better get busy, Peters. That story must appear in our next issue.
I'll do my best, Mr. Merrill.
If you'll wait just a minute, I'll see what I can do about it. There must be a copy of that story somewhere. There were approximately 30 pages found burned. One complete episode. There must be another copy.
Well, then where can it be?
Well, that's a very difficult question just now, Mr. Merrill. If you and Mr. Peters will return to your offices, I'll see what I can do in the meantime. If anything new turns up, I'll call you at once.
Very well. Do what you can, Captain Wright. I'll appreciate it.
Mm.
Our magazine must have the final episode of that story by midnight tonight.
I'll do my best. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir.
All right, Evans. Bring the girl in.
Yes, sir. Come in, then.
Oh, have a seat, please, Miss Saunders.
Thank you.
You were Mr. Trenchard's secretary, I believe.
Yes.
You were fairly close to his personal affairs?
Reasonably so.
Did you do the typing on his last story, The Perfect Murder?
Yes.
Did you make a carbon copy of the work?
Yes, sir.
Do you know where that copy is at present?
No, I don't. I finished it sometime last week. I left both copies with Mr. Trenchard.
I see. Do you have any idea where Mr. Trenchard could have put the carbon copy? We failed to find it in his files or on his desk.
If it wasn't in the file, then I don't know where it is. Mr. Trenchard was very particular.
Mm-hmm. Miss Saunders, do you know of any reason for Mr. Trenchard killing himself?
Certainly not.
Just what do you mean by that answer?
Well, I mean, I know of nothing which would cause Mr. Trenchard to commit suicide. He was very much against suicide. Why, in several of his books, he had branded it as a cowardly act.
You're familiar with Mr. Trenchard's handwriting?
Yes.
Would you tell me if this is his signature at the bottom of this letter?
Well, it looks very much like his signature.
This letter was mailed to Mr. Peters sometime last night. It was posted shortly before 8 o'clock.
But, oh.
What's on your mind, Miss Saunders?
Oh, but that's impossible.
Why?
Mr. Trenchard was with me last night from 6:30 until 11 o'clock.
Oh.
He couldn't possibly have posted the letter.
It does throw a different light on the matter. How's your memory, Miss Saunders?
Fairly good, I believe.
Well, if you have no objection, I'm taking you to lunch. And while we're lunching, I'd particularly enjoy hearing as much as you remember of the last episode of Winston Trenchard's The Perfect Murder.
I'd expected to hear from you last night.
I'm sorry I disappointed you, Mr. Merrill. You know Miss Saunders.
Yes, how do you do?
I'm very well, thank you.
You made out all right with the story?
Yes, Peters finished it last night. I was reading the galley proofs as you came in.
And I see I'm too late. I thought you'd enjoy receiving the original.
The original?
Yes. Now, is Mr. Peters about?
I believe so.
Would you mind calling him?
Why, yes. Ask Mr. Peters to step into my office, please.
I've been doing a lot of work, Mr. Merrill. That's why I had no time to call you last night, as I promised.
Work?
Yes, and Miss Saunders here has been invaluable to me.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Merrill? Captain Wright.
How do you do? Come in, Mr. Peters. You know Miss Saunders?
Why, certainly.
I'm going to ask both of you gentlemen to sit down while I tell you how I found out that Winston Trenchard was not a suicide.
Not a suicide?
Exactly. Oh. Winston Trenchard was murdered. Murdered at his own suggestion.
But this is incredulous.
Nevertheless, it's true. Winston Trenchard was murdered by his own suggestion.
But
I'll ask Miss Saunders to read from a portion of the original manuscript.
The killer turned for a last survey of the room. Then stealthily he closed and bolted all the windows from the inside. Next, he withdrew from his inside pocket a small portion of fishing cord and two pins. Kneeling beside the bolt on the door, he worked feverishly for a few minutes.
Saunders, where did you find that manuscript?
Don't interrupt, please, Peters. Go ahead, Miss Saunders.
Within a few minutes, he had inserted the loose end of the string through the keyhole and, entering the hall, closed the door softly behind him. Pulling gently on the cord, he heard the bolt inside the room slip into place. Applying more pressure, he felt the pin straighten, and with a slight jerk, he withdrew it from the keyhole. With a leer on his cruel lips, he stepped back and tried the door. It was locked. Locked from the inside. At last, he had committed the perfect murder.
But Captain Wright...
That was the method the killer used to kill Trenchard. He used Trenchard's own murder scheme. But he didn't dare let Trenchard's solution of the crime appear in print. He was afraid that it would set someone to thinking. So he carefully destroyed the remaining copy of the manuscript.
The copy?
Yes. The burned portion which we found in the room was the carbon copy. The killer already had the original in his possession.
But this is ridiculous.
Oh, not so much as you'd think. How much were you paying Trenchard for the story, Mr. Merrill?
$5,000 an episode.
Payable?
Upon publication of each episode.
You signed the checks personally?
Yes. Then they were sent to the offices of the magazine for delivery.
To Mr. Peters here?
Yes.
Would you be surprised to know, Mr. Merrill, that those checks never reached their destination?
Captain Wright, that's a lie.
Steady, Peters. Not a move out of you. It's true, Mr. Merrill. Those checks were cashed, but not by Trenchard. Peters cashed those checks, forging Trenchard's name.
I repeat, it's a lie.
Peters made arrangements to pay Trenchard after the last episode, thinking that his winnings on the market would replace the money. Unable to pay, he read Trenchard's last episode and, using it as a guide, killed him.
Why, you're lying.
Oh, no, I'm not. Peters, I searched your home this morning. I found the fish cord, the bent pin, and best of all, the original manuscript. Where you made your mistake, Peters, was in taking Trenchard's story too much to heart. There's no such thing as a perfect murder.